Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And we're continuing with that election coverage now. Counting is still underway in the three European constituencies and also in the election of the first Limerick mayor. There are recounts underway in some local areas. We'll be bringing you the latest on all of those throughout the morning. First, though, joining me on the line is Labour TD for Dublin Bay North and European candidate in the Dublin constituency, Éan O'Riordan. Good morning, Éan.
Morning, Claire.
So you're in count 14 there. I was just having a look at the numbers. Now, that was the elimination of Dathi Doolan. His votes are being distributed now. Have you any sense of how that's going for you?
No, we don't. It's a long count, a long few days. I went to bed dreaming of Dathi Doolan last night, so that's going to show you where my head is.
Always good, I'm sure.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. So there's a few candidates to be eliminated in the next while, which we hope might be beneficial to us, which would be Sinead Gibney and then potentially Breed Smith, and then we'll see where we are. But the traditional pattern of transfers is hard to depend on, because geography comes into it, gender can come into it as well. And certainly, as much as sort of establishment parties might transfer to each other, anti-establishment parties from the right and left, or individuals also transfer to each other. So it's hard to get a picture. Mm-hmm. We're proud of our campaign, and we're proud to be in the mix. But we won't know for a few hours yet.
And you still are in the mix there. You're at 32,253. Yeah. That, of course, is going to change. A lot of the more right-wing candidates were eliminated yesterday. So as you say, you're into the left-wing side of things now. You'd expect to get more transfers over the course of today, right?
Yeah, I think particularly when Sinead Gibney, who we expect to be eliminated, to run a very good campaign, very positive campaign. But if she was to go out, we'd hope to benefit disproportionately from that, and then if Breed Smith was to be eliminated. So we're certainly still in. We're still very hopeful for the fourth seat, and we'll see how it goes. But certainly Barry Andrews and Regina Doherty look very strong. Outside of that, when Dathi Doolan's votes are distributed, we'd expect Lynn Boylan to benefit from that. And the next person out would be the Aintu candidate, who we would expect also to benefit Sinn Féin. So that's where we're at. But again, when more left-wing candidates are eliminated, hopefully we will benefit from that. But either way, still being in the mix, being talked about, being relevant to this election at this late stage is something that the Labour Party can be very proud of.
Yeah, I saw you on Sunday night on RT television talking about the campaign itself, and you said something that struck me. You said you became accustomed to being called a traitor as you were out and about in Dublin. What was going on?
Well, it was very bad at the beginning, I'll be frank. Even occasions when I went down to the bombing memorial event, the Dublin Monaghan bombing memorial, and I got shouted at, even that occasion, there seems to be a sort of an acceptance that it's reasonable to shout at a public representative, on the street. Even if you have children in your arms, this is the people who are abusing me would have children with them. Happened outside Croke Park as well. But as I say, it's certainly not just me. Female politicians get it much worse. The online stuff is something that we've just come to get accustomed to. But I think all of us, have to take a step back and just ask ourselves: is it really the type of discourse that we want? Because if it starts with politicians, then it's Gardaí, it's teachers, it's librarians. And we've seen it move to where people live. Mm-hmm. And, the count centre used to be a very kind of family-friendly place, somewhere where, children could come or adults could come. And there isn't the same sense of that now, that it's as friendly or as safe a space as perhaps it used to be. And I think we have to reflect on that as well.
And what are they shouting at you about? Is it immigration in the main?
It's mainly immigration. Yeah. So, traitor, Ireland is full, Ireland for the Irish, this sort of stuff. And I know I laugh about it, but I do get Eamon Ryan's abuse because people confuse me for Eamon Ryan all the time. So I get his as well. So I'm probably doubly misfortunate there.
Yeah, you put up a picture of himself and yourself, didn't you, at some stage over the last few days, I think.
So people could see you were two separate people. Yeah, I don't overstate it, but look, it was pretty ugly in the beginning of the campaign, maybe about 6 weeks out. It felt that there was a lot of aggression, a lot of anger. Often, if you spent the time to talk to the person, there'd be something else going on in their lives. It wasn't really about immigration. There might be a housing problem. There might be an illness in the home. There might be a frustration that was really the cause of the anger. But if you're, you know, a sort of a populist politician who is trying to tell people if you're angry, it's because of the immigrants, that is leading to anger being, you know, being manifest across society. And then, you know, they see somebody like me or I knock on the door, and then it's sort of a license to shout abuse. But mm-hmm. I think, look, we can disagree with each other. We can disagree strongly with each other. But I think we have to get a bit of respect back into politics, into public life. And certainly it's not just politicians. It's guards, it's teachers, it's any public servant who is you know, facing the public.
Eoin, before I let you go, I just want to look a little wider to Labour in the other European constituencies. You don't seem to be in the hunt in the other two outside of your own. Do you see the value now in putting a celebrity candidate forward? I mean, look at how Nina Carberry did in Midlands North West. Do you think Labour should go down that route in future?
No. The idea is to stand for something. I mean, it's not always to win elections. I mean, and that might sound strange to people, but Niamh Horgan is an incredibly substantial person. He's got a very good vote out of Limerick, and I'm quite sure she has a future in Limerick politics, and Fergal Landy similarly in Galway. I mean, it's about believing in something. It's not always about winning seats. And certainly, from our perspective, we may or may not win this election. But nobody can pretend that it wasn't worthwhile for us in Dublin to run a campaign that was positive, and that has things to say. And when you have the rise of that hateful narrative that we've just described, it's more important than ever for people to stand up and to run and to use that platform for positivity. And that's what the Labour Party tried to do. We've had a great election around the country. We've had breakthroughs in Sligo and in Cork and in Kilkenny. And in Galway, and we've managed to get a number of people who will be running in the general election over the line at council level. So it's been a very good day for us.
All right. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to the count there. I'm sure you're keeping a close eye on it, particularly at this moment, as we say, those left transfers are coming through. I have Regina Doherty on the line now, Fine Gael leader in the Shannon and candidate, of course, in the Dublin European constituency. Good morning, Regina. Do I have Regina there? All right, well, let's go to Grace O'Sullivan. Is Grace O'Sullivan with us there? Are you there, Grace?
Yes, good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Grace. Current Green MEP, of course, for Ireland South. How are things going there for you this morning as the votes are distributed?
Well, look, last night we saw Sean Kelly exceeding the quota. So the job of the counters today in Nemo and Cork is to go through all of Sean's votes and then see where the transfers are. And then that will be, he has about 8,000 transfers, and that we expect to be allocated somewhere this evening or tomorrow. But it is a huge job of work, Claire, when you see the quantity of votes that need to be counted still. So I think we're going to kind of hold out for later on this evening mm-hmm. To see if with the distribution, whether Billy Kelleher will get over the line. But I suppose the word here is that it's going to take time. It has to be done carefully and properly. I think we're going to see this going on for a number of days. Yeah, yes,
it's very tight there, isn't it? After Sean obviously elected, Billy Kelleher then very likely to get over the line, as you say. But then you've everybody else in the 50s, and you're at 47,661. But a lot can change. I mean, there's an awful lot of votes to be distributed there, as you say, over the next number of days. Eoin Wyrthom was just telling us there, I don't know how much you heard of that, about the ugliness he experienced on the campaign, certainly towards in the early days of it, with people shouting at him at various events, calling him traitor, calling him out on the street. Did you experience that?
I didn't on the street, but I did on social media. And it is, to be honest, Claire, it is frightening, because even last night now, I was down at the county centre. I was aware of some of the candidates, some of the abuse they'd hurled at me on social media. And I found myself standing away from them. And that's not my nature, because, I'd be a real people's person. And, I like engaging with people. But I just stood back because I just felt a little bit nervous. And I think Eoin is right.
You were saying you're frightened. You're frightened in the Cann Centre.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that there isn't security in it, but it's just that I knew last night when I was standing in the count centre that there were people around me, that had hurled awful abuse at me online, mm-hmm. I didn't want to put myself into a situation where, I'd be false being nice to them, because when you know someone's called you out on social media, the power of social media, Claire, you can say what you like, you can hurl whatever abuse you like, the whole trying to engage in a sensible way, in a fair way, just doesn't happen there anymore. And then because of the algorithms, Claire, we mm-hmm. know that the people who are hurling the abuse, there it's been echoed in their chambers of social media platforms, whereas the people that support me and love me and got me into politics, they're seeing the positive, and they're also seeing the negatives, which isn't great. But then there's that echo chamber kind of thing where certain information is just it's amplified within the algorithm groupings of the negativity, which is only firing up
okay.
more problems.
Grace, can I ask you, because I had Eamon Ryan here on Sunday and he was talking about some of the political attacks that came from within your government colleagues and members mm-hmm. of parties. Regina is on the line now and she can tell us about this herself, but Regina Doherty said that Eamon Ryan was doing more harm than good to the green agenda, running an autocratic style of government, some measure of talking down to people as well. Does that feed into what you've just described?
Well, look, that I think that was grossly unfair. Eamon Ryan gets out and about and around the country. He meets people. He engages with people. He listens to people. He's a genuinely very nice person. I think Regina was unfair. I think it showed a kind of a nasty streak, I'm afraid now.
Regina is here with us on the line. Regina, what do you say to that?
I felt that Regina was kind of throwing one of the government parties, the coalition parties, where we're at a critical stage to get legislation over the line before the Taoiseach calls an election, and we know it could be a snap election. I just think it was grossly unfair.
Okay.
And I disagree. I don't think she's
just let her respond, Grace, if you don't mind. Says, Regina, yeah. Go ahead. What do you say to all
Thanks.
Of that?
Good morning, Claire, and good morning, Grace. And just I want to wish you well, Grace, today, because you have done a superb
Thank
job
you.
In the last 5 years. First of all, Claire, I didn't say any personal comments about any particular individual, and I wouldn't do it. I have a tremendous respect for Eamon Ryan. I have tremendous respect for the Green agenda and have very much, followed that over the last number of years. But over the last couple of months, I have seen communities completely divided and issues that should be binding us together have become polarised because of the way we're enforcing, as opposed to bringing people along with us. And I have a real concern that we're not going to hit our targets by 2028 if we don't bring people with us. And by demonising people and by talking down to people, which I do believe we're doing, and I'm not just saying that
is personalised. You're accusing an individual of talking down to people.
Well, I'm not accusing any individual. These are government policies, these are government legislation, and we need to bring people with us in order to reach our targets. And I've seen over the last couple of months, not just in our capital city and county, but around the country, of communities being completely divided and polarised, whereby the only way we're going to hit our carbon targets is by bringing everybody with us. So I'd like a change of style. I'd like a change of the way we bring people with us to reach targets, as opposed to being what I feel is authoritative and telling people what they need to do or what they should do, instead of people or encouraging people that if we all do our bit, we will get to our targets. And so that's, now I might have been clumsy, but I want to be absolutely adamant about this. I did not be personal about any particular individual, because I have the height of respect for politicians. I may disagree with them in some ways, but I definitely disagree with the way we're bringing communities with us, because what I've seen over the last couple of months are divided communities, and issues that we all should be on board with have become polarised, and that's not going to reach our target.
And that is the fault of the Green Party, you say?
Well, I think I probably would have looked at some of the issues over the last couple of months of being polarising around the Green agenda. And I think that's a pity. And I think we need to bring people with us by making sure that people understand the agenda that we're trying to get through, as opposed to telling them, this is what's good for you, I know best. I don't see it's working. Mm-hmm. And so whilst I might have been in some way clumsy in the last week, the way I said certain things, the first thing I want to be absolutely adamant about, Claire, is that I didn't personalise it to any particular individual, because I don't and I wouldn't. But second of all, I have real concerns that we have polarised communities, and that's not going to reach our targets.
Grace O'Sullivan, you want to come back in there?
Yeah, I do, Claire, because, you know, whether we like it or not, we are in a climate crisis. We know that. We knew that in 2019. We know it's getting worse. I mean, I just feel, you know, we're enacting legislation, and that's all the three government parties. And then it has to be put in place. Otherwise, they're sitting up there in Leinster House, they're putting the legislation together, and then it's not being enforced. So the Greens have been behind, you know, the affordable transport, retrofitting, affordable social housing retrofit, really, really good policies. And I would say to Regina, and I wish you the very best, Regina, would you pull together? You know, if we're going to make this happen, and we really do need to make it happen, would we pull together, you know, the government parties, recognise the challenges of climate change, environment degradation, pull together and work together? Because I think by targeting Greens is an easy kind of low-hanging fruit. The smaller party in government, we know the history of a smaller party. But if you look at the outcome of the Greens in government over the 5 years, it is very strong. But, Claire, I would also say, I think there is a message in there that I'm listening to very carefully from Regina and across, you know, the constituencies as well, that the communication, the messaging has got to be better. So there is learning in there.
And are you fearful now, Grace, that if neither yourself or Ciarán Coffer returned to Europe as MEPs, that our emissions targets for 2030 will be even greater danger than they are already?
I genuinely do, Claire, because I know without Greens at table, there's a weakening of the policies, there's a weakening of the ambition. And I know that, you know, Greens and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, like we have a different approach to things. We're more centre-left leaning in the Greens. We do look at social policies, and I do think it would be a pity if we were not elected. But, you know, people like myself, Claire, we're activists. We keep pushing the climate healthy agenda in any case.
Okay. All right, Grace, we'll let you go there, but thank you very much. That's Grace O'Sullivan from the Green Party. And just to clarify, Regina, I have looked back at your comments, and I know that you weren't targeting Eamon Ryan directly. It was the Green Party that you were referring to. So we absolutely accept what you're saying there. Now, let's talk about what's happening in your own constituency. We were chatting there to Éan O'Riordan about his situation, distribution of votes happening really hard to call after yourself and Barry Andrews, even though you've yet to get over the line, but it looks increasingly likely that that will happen in the coming hours or days, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating election, and obviously it's been a particularly good election for Fine Gael, for Fianna Fáil. It's a distressing election, obviously, for some of the opposition parties, but I think it's been a really good election for the Labour Party, and personally I would very much welcome that. But where the third and fourth seats are going to go in Dublin is really anybody's guess. And I think that's probably true of the last seats in Midlands North West and Ireland South too. So it is fascinating to watch. You'd expect to see transfers between government parties where people think that the government are doing well. But like, I'm fascinated to see, you know, ballot papers where people are voting for Claire Daly, number one, Regina Doherty, number two, Daithí Dúla, number one, Regina Doherty, number two. It's fascinating. So I think it's going to be a long day. It mightn't even finish today in Dublin. It might go into tomorrow, and it'll definitely be a long week for Ireland North and South.
And the abuse that Aon was talking about in the campaign trail, did you get that?
You know, we got a little bit of it, and I don't want to overstate it because it probably gives people too much power. We got three or four instances. It's interesting that they were mostly men of a particular age who were very angry and very abusive. One incident with my young daughter particularly sticks in my mind that was just totally uncalled for, you know. So, but I wouldn't like to give those people too much power because the 99.9% of the people that we met are absolutely lovely, you know, even the ones that don't disagree with you. You know, there's a way for you and I to have a conversation about something that you're white and I'm grey. And, you know, it's just called respect for each other. And I think that's the message that I'd like to say to people, because 99.9% of the people that we met over the last 5 or 6 months were absolutely lovely to engage with.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Regina Doherty. And we heard from Grace O'Sullivan and Aon O'Riordan. We'll have more analysis on what's coming through in those counts in just a moment.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.